Magic Johnson loses a gig. Deion Sanders accused of choking a dude out. It's Super Ken. It's time for the sports straight from the streets. American League Championship Series is set. Major League Baseball. The Tigers over the A's 3-0 advancing to face the Red Sox. Game one tomorrow. Game one tonight in the National League Championship Series will be the Cardinals hosting the Dodgers. Dodgers co-owner Magic Johnson has more time on his hands with the report of him leaving ESPN's NBA Countdown show. Now, according to Deadspin, Magic Johnson didn't like Bill Simmons or the fact that Bill Simmons got Wilbon put off the show.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the word.
Well, Wilbon and Magic are boys.
They are boys. So the word is Magic Johnson decided to leave. Of course, he did release a long statement saying with his schedule and all his commitments, he couldn't, you know, fulfill that role anymore. Dwight Howard, I'm sure he's ready to lead the Philippines, booed by the fans who also chanted, Kobe, Kobe, Kobe. Lamar Odom was reportedly on his way to New York City to meet with the execs of some NBA teams. But according to TMZ, once TMZ printed a story basically reporting Lamar's plans, Lamar pulled out.
Wow.
No word on when he'll reschedule, so we'll see. Adidas is ready to release the new D Rose 4. Somebody need to tell Adidas, even D Rose is wearing J's, you know.
Wow.
Kendrick Perkins of the OKC Thunder had to post $1,000 bail. He and his brother-in-law, and this is stemming from an incident outside of a Houston nightclub during the summer, in which it's alleged that after a fender bender, Perkins basically punched a sister and a brother in the face.
Wait, sister? Wow.
And a brother. Well, the young lady says she got out the car because the two cars backed into each other. She got out the car to see what was going on. She says someone got out of the car with Perkins, a young lady pulling her hair back like she was ready to fight. She said before she knew it that Perkins got out the car. Perkins punched her brother, punched her.
Wow. Damn.
The crew, they even said that the crew stomped him out. This is all alleged.
Wow.
But get this, charges were initially like thrown out. They were like not filed. They decided not to prosecute, but they refiled the charges, and this time he was arrested. Mm. So we're going to have to see what comes of this. Giants still winless in the NFL. The Bears beat them by 6. Manning tossed 3 interceptions, 1 for a pick 6. The third one came with 2 minutes to play in the game with the Giants driving for the win. In Eli's defense, the pass was tipped. Primetime Deion Sanders is accused of grabbing the CFO of Prime Prep Academy, the school co-founded by Deion. Now, according to the guy, the two got into it after Deion found out that some of the athletes were failing classes. Mm. So Deion got upset and allegedly put him in a choke hold slam move.
Wow.
And slammed him on the ground. And Deion says, yeah, you know, we got into it a little bit, but it wasn't nothing that should have resulted in an assault charge. This guy is basically just trying to get paid. Give me the Bengals over the Bills, the Lions over the Browns. Cam Newton is winless on the road, and he's facing AP. I like
good.
The Steelers to slow down Geno. Give me the Texans over the Rams. The Packers at the Ravens. I like AR. I like the Redskins to beat the Cowboys. And give me the Colts over the Chargers.
Go, yeah, Cowboys.
Yeah. Super Ken with the Cowboy sports straight from the streets.
Cowgirls ain't doing that.
You'll see.
Three letters, RG3.